أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويوم نحشرهم جميعا ثم نقول للذين أشركوا مكانكم أنتم وشركاؤكم فزيّلنا بينهم وقال شركاؤهم ما كنتم إيانا تعبدون فكفى بالله شهيدا بيننا وبينكم إن كنا عن عبادتكم لغافلين هنالك تبلو كل نفس ما أسلفت وردوا إلى الله مولاهم الحق وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 28, 29 and 30. Allah Ta'ala in the last verses spoke about the people of Jahannam. Here Allah Ta'ala speaks about the condition on the day of Qiyamah of those who worshipped gods, idols, deities, objects of worship besides Allah Ta'ala, those who had committed shirk, immaterial, whether it was human beings like those that worshipped Isa alayhi salatu was salam, or whether it was angels, or whether it was any other object. Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. On that day, the day of Qiyamah, remember that day, that we will gather, we will resurrect all of them together. ثُمَّ نَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Then we will say to those who had committed shirk, those who ascribe partners to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, makanakum antum wa shurakaukum. You yourselves and what you had worshipped, in other words, the worshipper and the object of worship both, makanakum, stay exactly where you are. Now this is an indication, and this shows very clearly that everything is in the hukam of Allah. When Allah Ta'ala makes this command, no soul, no person will be able to move one bit forward, one bit backwards. They will be in that exact spot. And this shows that Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, فَزَيَّلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, then we will separate them. Again, the hukam of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, وَقَالَ شُرَكَاؤُهُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ إِيَّانَا تَعْبُدُونَ. A discussion would have taken place before this, that the question would be put to those idols, those gods that they had worshipped, that did these people really worship you and why? The response will be that مَا كُنْتُمْ إِيَّانَا تَعْبُدُونَ. These people didn't worship us. Now here the question is, if a man is worshipping a stone, if a man is even worshipping a human being, whether it is a Nabi like Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam, or they idolize any other person and worships that person, then why is this denial? So the ulama have written that when a person worships anyone besides Allah, it is not that he is worshipping that object. He is worshipping his own desires. He is worshipping the figments of his own imagination. And this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to present to us. That sometimes if we leave out idolatry and everything else, and if we look at our condition of our hearts, that we are so inclined to materialism, that we feel sometimes that it is the dunya, if we feel sometimes it is the asbab, the things of this dunya that make things correct for us, that do things for us. But the reality is that that doesn't happen. The Musabbibul Azbab, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does, and this is that lesson that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala presents to us. فَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدٌ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ إِن كُنَّا عَنْ عِبَادَتِكُمْ لَغَافِلِينَ. Now, those that worship will pursue the argument, and they will insist that we had worshipped you. Then the objects of worship, they will say that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is sufficient a shaheed, sufficient a witness between us and you. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows that we were never the object of worship, You worship your own desires, you worship your own mind. In kunna an ibadatikum laghafilin. If we were ignorant and we were negligent of your ibadat. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another reality on the day of Qiyamah, something that all of us need to take cognizance of, and if we do it in this world, it is probably better for us. هُنَالِكَ تَبْلُو كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا أَسْلَفَتْ. At that time, every soul shall scrutinize what he has done before in this world. At that time, the deeds that we had carried out, good or bad, all of that will be scrutinized by each and every individual. That is why Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. In this world, scrutinize the deeds that we do. Is it really for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Is there real iman in it? Is there hypocrisy? Is there nifaq in it? And all of that we need to scrutinize. Why am I doing? Whether it is for the sake of Allah or not. وَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ. And they will be returned, they will be restored to the Mawla, to the Master Al-Haqq, who is the absolute truth. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And what they had been fabricating, all of that will be lost to them. In other words, of no value. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.